I will sing of your praises as my joy overflows, and I will dance for your glory and shout aloud, I love for joy when I sing of your goodness and how lovely. Because of you, I will live to worship you all the day, Lord of my life. Lift your hands and worship. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Rufika. Worship you. Lift your hands high. Just wait for that name, Jesus. The name above all names. Again. And again. And again. And again. And again. Oas body kadish the poala has city paruas makadidia toshi balagadish titifidalash. Lego has party via toshu al parties in a kaliteri tibuzokotobala hasidida. Letuka paratisitopaya. Like perete kajagalaba yonamana hazadi. Lamana hazadi. Liperete sinanamala. Liperete sina mana yala kede beruda yala haza. Lita zita rita kazira. Likarata siperete zina nimegela yala. Exigogoa. Exigogoya na manele teredi ete pero nagadiza. Nagadiza reperi yala nashi. Lipara teke sitore teke beledia. Eshira tapali keremida keremida literetiza torepegedia torepedia kekezele padi kikezele padi leperete kizada isto parata seneme na galayada hasha leparata setereke palayada gayala hasha dosa. Let the seed, let the seed, let the seed, let the shikada shalaba. You worship your master. Thank you for this season of refreshing. Thank you for this season of refreshing. Thank you for this season of refreshing. Thank you for this season of health. Thank you for this season of grace. And this season of mercy. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Be glorified, be honored, and be adored. Let not one person leave here the same way they have come. Accept our thanksgivings today. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, wave your hands to the King of Kings and Lord. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. I welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus. We came in here basically this morning for appreciations, for thanksgiving, for the great work God did for us at the 2021 edition of International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference. To Him alone be all the praise in the name of Jesus. Psalm 92, verse 1 all the way to verse 2. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. To show forth thy loving kindness is a good thing. The objective this morning, or rather the subject this morning, is the virtue of appreciation within the next 10 minutes. The virtue of appreciation. It is good manners to say thank you. It is bad manners not to know how to say thank you. It is good character to appreciate. It is despicable character not to know how to appreciate. When you see a person who doesn't know how to thank, to say thank you, it is proof positive of bad character. In the first service, we looked at the things that appreciations, the virtues that appreciation proves. Number one, we said appreciation is proof of humility. That is where a person says, I know I'm not responsible for this, so I say thank you. It's proof of humility. Appreciation is proof, secondly, of faithfulness and trustworthiness. Where God says, when you appreciate God, God says, you can be trusted with results. You can be trusted with answers. It's proof of faithfulness and trustworthiness. We will not go into details because of time. Now, what is appreciation proving for this service? Number three, appreciation is proof. Sorry, did I mix something up? The first is appreciation is proof of what? Humility. And number two, appreciation is proof of faithfulness and trustworthiness. Now, number three, appreciation is proof of generosity and kindness. Thanksgiving is a giving. Forgiveness is a giving. The giving of thanks is proof of generosity, is proof of kindness. That is, first, you are kind and generous enough to give the glory to whom it is due. Psalm 29 verse 2 said we should give the glory that is due to Him. Second, you are kind, good, and generous enough to recognize the one to whom the honor belongs. Wicked people don't recognize honor. They don't recognize value. You are good. You are kind. You are generous enough to recognize the one to whom the honor belongs. And the third implication is that you are good and fair to the one who did it. You are fair to him. It's proof of goodness, it's proof of generosity, it's proof of fairness. It is not fair when someone does it and you don't care. That is why thanksgiving is a sign of good behavior. Psalm 54 verse 6. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. You are being good. You are being generous. You are being kind to the one who did it. Wicked people say, what has he done? Doesn't he have money? He deserves to give me this. That is sign of generosity. Secondly, or number four now, appreciation is proof of unforgetfulness. Unforgetfulness. That is, you didn't forget. Not forgetfulness. Unforgetfulness. You are not unforgetful. If I was to create an English word, I would say forgetlessness. In Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10, it said, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Forgetfulness is unrighteousness. When you forget what God does, it is unrighteousness. God is not unrighteous. What are we talking about? When you say thank you, it means you are not in a hurry to forget where you are coming from. You are not in a hurry to forget how things were before God did it. You still remember where you are coming from. You remember how things were before God did it. There are many in church today who can't even remember what God did or how it was, or even with the man. Somebody did something for them, suddenly they just forgot. Second, it means you are not suddenly in an arrival mode. You are not, you haven't arrived, you are not in an arrival mode. Such that who helped you means nothing to you. You refuse to be in such a mode. No. You can't forget. You haven't arrived. So thanksgiving is continuous. Thirdly, it means you are sane. Sane enough to remember who helped you. You are sane. You are not mad. Insanity makes people forget. They forget many things. The last worship and wonders night, the man that was healed of 34 years of madness at the Uyo crusade, the moment he came back to his senses, he began to ask, what about this my brother? Oh, that one has died. What about this my relation? Oh, that one has died. What about the other one? Oh, that your sister is in America now. It makes people talk. You are not mad. You remember. You are sane enough to remember that anything you see or you have seen couldn't have been your making. That is why it is proof of good character. When you have thanked God, well, what do you experience as an outcome? Number one, experiencing new dimensions of God. You experience new dimensions of God. You experience God in new ways. When David thanked God for how God helped him for killing the lions and the bears, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 to verse 37, David was ushered to the realm where he could now take down something he hadn't handled before. He could take down Goliath. You experience God in new ways. You experience another level of result. Second, you experience victory over the enemy. Victory over the enemy is confirmed. Every time you say thank you, either by saying it in prayers or saying it in testimony, you crush the head of the devil afresh. For we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. Somebody is experiencing another side of God this morning. If you are that one, say louder, amen. And third, you experience the perfection of results. Whatever it is you say thank you to God for, it just gets perfected. When the leper returned back to say thank you to God, he said, behold, Luke chapter 17 verse 19, you'll be made whole, your faith has made you whole. For returning back to say thank you, what was not complete is now completed. Somebody get ready this morning. You shall experience the completion of results. Alright, you are not the one. That was why your amen was not loud. Somebody who wants to see God the way you haven't seen God before, you are about to see God the type you have, the way you haven't seen Him before, you shout a louder amen. Somebody who is about to see victory over the enemy like you have never seen before, you shout a loud most amen. Somebody who is about to see results perfected in your life, shout the loudest amen. And so we are here to thank the Lord. Will you jump on your feet with the loudest shout of amen? The International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference just ended. We are thanking God for six things. First of all, we are thanking Him for His help. Morning, evening sessions, He helped us throughout. We are thanking Him for diverse signs and wonders, miracles, encounters. We are thanking Him for the reign of the world, insight very deep. We are thanking Him for preservation of lives. People came, hit free, and went, and for a distraction-free conference. No calls of emergency here, emergency there. We are thanking Him for the weight of His presence. It was feelable. It was tangible. Nobody used cane to beat anybody. And yet, people were highly emotional by His presence. And we are thanking Him for the transformation of lives. People who have vowed not to go back to their vomit. People who have vowed to maintain a very strenuous spiritual discipline of prayer and fasting. Who have vowed to go to work in the work of the vineyard. For all this, we say thank you. Lift your voice and say, Father, thank you for your help. Thank you for diverse signs and wonders throughout the conference. Thank you for the reign of your word. Thank you for the preservation of life and a distraction-free conference. Thank you for the weight of your presence. Thank you, Lord, for the transformation of lives. To you alone be all the glory in the name of Jesus. To you alone be all the praise. Lift your hands and give Him the praise and give Him the honor and give Him the adoration and give Him the worship. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master, in the name of Jesus. For the next 8 minutes, standing for a new beginning, we shall be celebrating God aggressively. While we are doing so, testimony officers will be over there to take your testimonies of thanksgiving, testimonies of encounters, of divine visitation. How many of you believe something is about to change? The aisle is free, the front in front of you is free. If anybody near you is appearing too gentle, just leave him alone and tell him, I don't know what him carry you come here, but me, I know what brought me here. Just don't let anybody's education distract your manifestation. Because there are some people who are too educated for God, too psychedelic, right? They just walk like no. Anybody ready to manifest righteously in the presence of God? Give him a shout of praise and let's go.
Take a look. You want to come and dance, don't come at the end. Come at, hit the road running. Come at the beginning, so you have space. You did it right. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that something just got released to you? God is putting a new dance on your feet. Whether the devil likes it or not, No devil can arrest your dancing this season. Give him a clap of hand and let's take a seat and receive a new testimony today.
Hallelujah. Please, if you hear your name, you rush out quickly. Brother Samuel Afame Fula, Sister Esther Augustine, Sister Jane Wokoe, and Sister Jane Okwe. Make your way forward quickly.
It's coming out in style. I like this new style. It's a jacket on top of over here.
Hallelujah. Our brother said during the morning session on Friday, somebody offended him right in the church. And he said he was very, very angry. That destabilized him throughout the entire service. And then he went home. Now, while he was resting, the Lord spoke to him that when you return in the evening, look for that person and apologize. He followed that instruction, came in the evening, looked for that person, apologized. He said it was not up to 15 seconds the phone vibrated. An alert in several zeros just entered his phone.
The phone vibrated and he himself is vibrating. Vibrated with the phone. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Let me tell you, there are people that the devil may send to offend you. And even if the devil didn't send you, don't purposely offend people. Especially inside church. You can be a blockage of their pipe of blessing. The Bible says offenses will come. But cursed is the man who is the offender. Cursed is the offender. You want to stay under a curse? But he obeyed. You offended me, but say I should apologize to you. That takes humility too. Well, I want to say I'm sorry. I didn't do anything, but you look for my trouble. I'm still sorry. And such people are times to say, no problem, go. They are very arrogant. But alert. Probably the devil saw the money coming and said, let me block this breakthrough. No devil shall block your breakthrough. No devil shall block your breakthrough. Shout the loudest amen. I see a lineup of people waiting to testify. I am sure you will testify your testification in the next service. Give the Lord a big clap. Take your seat. All right, go ahead. Congratulations.
This is our sister, Esther Augustine. She says she has been stagnated at a particular position for about 3 years in the office. Now, during the convention this week, she said she received a call to come to the office quickly. And promotion was released to principal assistant officer. And she's here to return to
the office. Give the Lord a big clap. Every delay, the Lord told us at the night vigil that we are in a season of acceleration. Everything the enemy held back in your life is being released right now. And all the years the cankerworm, the caterpillar has eaten in your life is restored. He also told us if we take one step, we'll see the result of 100 steps. The result of 1,000 steps. What you used to achieve in 1 year, you'll achieve it under 1 day. Shout the loudest. Amen. Give the Lord a praise.
Our sister Jane said on the 7th of August this year, she was called that her mother was vomiting blood. And then it became so serious and became a concern. She intended traveling all the way to Enugu just before the Enugu crusade, Healing and Deliverance Crusade. Now, she said when they rushed the mother to the hospital, they checked her blood level. It was 20%. Oxygen was 20%.
What?
Yes. And then she decided to send a message across to you. And then you replied. And then she picked that response and told them, put the phone in my mother's ear. Okay, she was here. Okay, yeah. So she now spoke to the mother and told the mother, this is the response. Scream amen. Scream amen. And then she responded the same amen to your text message. And that issue was blasted back to hell, and she's here to return all praise to God. She said every test, nothing was shown in all the tests that was carried out except those
oxygen perfusion level of 20% is almost death. Anything less than 50 is a risk. This is 20. In fact, from 94 down,
she says she was lifeless. She was just lifeless.
Oh yeah, 20% is not compatible. I prophesy to somebody here. Today, every arrow of death looking for you, or your mother, or your father, your brother, your sister, your loved ones, is retrieved and refired back to sender. In Jesus' precious name.
Our sister Jane Okwe said between the months of January to March, she was very, very sick. She said her blood pressure was 185 over 92. Pains in the kidney, pains in the lung, pains in the breast, pains all over her body. She said she was practically on fire. And then she said she was prayed for on the 24th of March, yes, in your office, and every condition was resolved. And she's here strong and healthy to return. Praise.
Give the Lord a praise. Life is returned in Jesus' precious name. Odegu degu, a man chala. Odegu degu, a man chala. Degu 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 degu. Call it the name, oh. Call it the call it the name. Call it the 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 call it. Shall we receive? Peter, call. Peter, call. Pius Joseph and Samuel Chukwuemeka.
Powerful.
Our brother Peter Kaur said, in the course of the worship, word, and wonders night, God's servant said, we should write down one thing that we want God to do for us. And then he said there is this money that was being owed him by his friend. For a long time, the money meant so much to him. Peter is not here yet. Anyway, while he got home, under pressure, the friend came and packaged the money and brought to him yesterday, and he's appreciative of that instant intervention. That's Peter there waving.
Peter coming.
Every man, woman, or boy, or girl, or system holding what is yours, after this service, they are put under pressure. Loss of peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. In Jesus' name. Our brother Pius Joseph became hypertensive about a year ago, placed on drugs, and he said had terrible headaches. He said he kept coming for services, hooked onto declarations made from this altar for divine intervention and healing. He said just a couple of days ago, he went back to the hospital, and the doctors checked his blood pressure and realized everything was normal. They asked him whether he was on drugs. He said, no, he is off drugs. He's been off drugs and then everything normal. And he has come to give God praise for checking that demon back to hell.
Explosive testimonies from the counseling.
Samuel Chukwuemeka said he was in Enugu during the Enugu healing and deliverance crusade because of the several battles and complications, satanic manipulations in his father's compound and house. He said he went for that crusade and trusting God to visit him. He is from the Nsukka Enugu Ezike axis.
Enugu Ezike.
Ezike. And he has been trusting God that God will visit him and the mantle at work here will visit and tackle the battle of his father's house. After the crusade, he came to Abuja. Before then, he said he got soil, sand from the father's compound as point of contact. Came in for the vigil last night or the night before. Okay, on Friday night. And God's servant was walking on this aisle and pulled a gentleman out just in front here and asked him, have I prayed for you before? He said, no. He said, okay, I'm taking authority over every altar, satanic altar, occultic altar, around the Nsukka area and Enugu Ezike area. He was also along the same line. And he said, this is my word. Incidentally, that word also was precise for that pastor that was prayed for. He said, immediately that prayer was offered for that pastor, he felt a movement on his own head and something left the head. He received the instruction, as you're on your way home, spread the earth, the sand on the road, and it is freedom from you and your family. And he has come to give God praise for that word that's located there.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. You are free in the name of Jesus, and all these shrines, none will affect you in Jesus' name. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are and give the Lord the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. You are here this morning in need of surrender of your life to Jesus. You have not made your ways right with Jesus. You want to be born again. You want today to be a new day for you. Quickly pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and rush to the frontier. You want sins forgiven. God bless you. I saw the young man stood up very fast. Be the first person to come. I'll give you the count of seven and run out. Give him your life. Oh, give him your life. One.
Give him your life.
Two.
Give him your life.
Three.
Give him your life.
He's waiting for you.
He's waiting for
Would you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Four.
Why don't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him, give him, give him your life.
Give him your life.
Would you give him your
life?
Would you give him your life?
Give him your life. Would you give him your life? Would you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Give him your life. Furthermore, if you are here today, you want an addiction broken off your life, you have come out like this before, but you are still lying and smoking and cheating and duping, masturbation, immoral lifestyle, stealing, lying, gambling, betting, and every of these things tied your life down. You say, I've given my life to Christ before, but I'm still struggling with these things. Quickly come forward and let those yokes be broken so you can make up your live for God. At the count of seven again, quickly rush forward. Let's go. One. Two.
Give him your life. Give him your life.
Three. Would you give him your life? Four. Would you give him your life? Five. Give him your life. Six.
Give him, give him, give him,
give him,
give him your love.
Give him your
love.
Won't you give him your
love?
Won't you give him your love? Won't you give him your love?
Won't you give him your
love? Won't you give him your
love?
Won't you give him your love? Won't you give him your love?
Won't you give him your love?
Give him your love.
He's waiting for you.
Thank you, Master. We give you the praise and the honor. Who are the ones going back there? It's counselors leading some people. Who are those? The first set. Oh, they are counselors. All right, place the right hand on your chest. Those to the front and say after me, Lord Jesus. I come before you today to hand over my life to you. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Give the Lord the praise.